In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese defends decision against Israeli settlements goods ban. A search for dozens missing after a ferry fire off the Philippines. And in sport, Alexander Zverev reaches US Open semi-finals. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Hodson. Anthony Albanese has defended his government's decision not to join the UK, France and Canada in banning goods from Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. The Prime Minister has reiterated instead Australia's commitment to a two-state solution and suggested his government will pursue targeted sanctions rather than a blanket import ban.
We do have concerns about the implementation of a blanket ban and unintended consequences for Palestinians and groups that should not be targeted. We'll continue to work with our partners to protect the prospect for a two-state solution. As we continue to call on Israel to immediately address illegal settlements and settler violence, which are undermining the two-state solution.
It comes amid mounting international concern over the recent rise in settlement expansion and violence in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Israeli settlements in the West Bank are considered to be illegal under international law, which Israel disputes. Houthi forces have seized the Yemeni port city of Mocha, strengthening their position around one of the world's most important shipping routes. Yemeni military sources say the Iran-aligned group took control of the Red Sea port and advanced towards the strategic Hanish Islands. The move gives the Houthis greater leverage over the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, which connects the Red Sea with the Gulf of Aden and is a major route for global trade and energy supplies. Houthi-run television has released footage said to show fighters inside Mocha port. The location has been independently verified, although the date of the footage has not. A search is underway for 86 people missing from a ferry that caught fire off the Palawan province in a tourist hub of the Philippines. The blaze on Wednesday night killed at least five people, with 43 rescued from the vessel. But dozens are still unaccounted for more than a day later. Naomi Kayayab from the Philippine Coast Guard says the weather is hampering search efforts.
The challenge we are seeing right now is the strong winds, so that is our limitation. No matter how much we extinguish, there are external factors that make the fire spread. What we are taking into consideration is the smoke in the ship. If we will force our personnel on board, it may lead to suffocation.
Victoria's bid to create an Australian first legal right for employees to work from home has been thrown into disarray ahead of the state election. Victorian Premier Ben Carroll had voted the work from home right would proceed, while Shadow Attorney General James Newbury said the opposition supported the government amendments and would not oppose the bill. But when the bill came to a vote, the Coalition and the crossbench teamed up to refer the bill to a parliamentary inquiry, stalling its passage. The motion, led by Shooters, Fishers and Farmers MP Jeff Borman, passed 18 votes to 17. US President Donald Trump has pledged to send every American adult $5,000 if Republicans retain control of the House and Senate in the midterm elections. President Trump made the pledge during the party's convention in Dallas, Texas, saying the only caveat is that the money must be spent in the United States. Critics have characterized the move as an extraordinary gambit to reverse his party's sagging fortunes ahead of the elections in November, warning it would likely cost more than $1 trillion US dollars. Lawyer John W. Day says the move is unusual, but would be completely legal because it would go to everyone regardless of how they voted or if they voted at all.
A big question is, how would it get funded? Would most likely Congress, of course, would have to either appropriate the money, or the money would have to have been already appropriated and they'd have to carve it out somewhere. So raises a lot of questions.
To sport now, and in tennis, Alexander Zverev has taken another leap towards a second Grand Slam title, beating Dutchman Bodek van der Schunsloop in straight sets at the US Open. The 6-2, 7-5, 6-1 win secures the 29-year-old German star a place in the semi-finals. He says he has huge respect for Khachanov and expects an exhilarating battle.
I think he's somebody that works extremely hard. He's on the practice courts more than most people. He's always searching for solutions. He's always, trying to find new ways to get better. He has a great coach who I've known also since juniors. He's been with him since juniors. So that I respect a lot when people go together for a long time and go together a long way.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Hannah Hodson.